deny my dear.
Roar, it's Little Lion Man, Mumford & Sons on 90.3 KMBA, where music matters. Bumua in there with The Games, Jack Johnson with Fragments from the soundtrack to The Smog of the Sea. New music from Bridget Carney. We heard Nako and Medicine for the People. Joni Mitchell, A Case of You. Good morning for that. And $90, brand new stuff from Craig Finn. It is 8:32. It is Morning Line on 90.3 KMBA. Live music in Alaska from Whistling Swan Productions. April brings shows with Shane Kozan, April 19th. Some great spoken word stuff. Really an interesting fella. And the very soulful Liz Weiss coming up April 29th and the 30th. And a fine show out of Vagabond Blues. Well, a couple of fine shows here with the Murphy Beds over the weekend. Really some great, great stuff. Information for tickets, times, venues, all that good stuff can be found online at whistlingswan.net. And good morning to you. I'm Danny Preston.
And I'm Frank Scheithlick.
Hey, good morning, Frank. Happy Dingus Day to you.
Happy Dingus Day to you as well.
Right back at you. I'm glad you asked. No, I found out earlier this morning, it's really a weird deal. And I'm not sure it sounds too politically correct. It's almost on the kinky side a little bit. But it's a, and I don't want to, boy, I'm really going to offend somebody here. I can say, Dingus Day is a Polish holiday, right? But the whole thing is it's always the first Monday after Easter. And the whole trip is on Dingus Day, the tradition is that guys are supposed to soak girls with water, you know, throw buckets of water on them or turn a hose on them or whatever. And this is the kinky part. Spank them with pussy willow branches. So I'm just saying. The thing is though. Now the reciprocal part is, and this is the kind of the eyebrow raising thing for me, is the day following Dingus Day, which must have some special name too, maybe post Dingus Day. The tables are turned and girls get to hit guys, but they don't actually get to just tap them gently, which is the deal, gently with pussy willow branches. They get to throw dishes at them, and crockery. So, you see a coffee pot come flinging through the air at you, and you're not going to be spraying any girl down with a water hose anymore. So, anyways, happy Dingus Day to you. That's all I got going on here.
Well, you know that's quite a lot. That is a lot
coming up.
Coming up, a saucer. Wow, ouch. Yeah, so a lot of
times... Cue up the glass-breaking sound effects. Right. I didn't have time to do that. Maybe I'll just break my coffee cup here.
So, you know, springtime is a beautiful time with renewal, and I understand that comes after... that's always after Easter?
Yeah, that's why they're doing fertility dances out in the parking lot with pussy willow branches and hoses.
That sort of thing, yeah. So... Yeah, it's a beautiful time of renewal and various things. And Earth Day is coming up pretty soon. That's the 22nd. So yeah, today's the 17th and Dingus Day. And so the Earth Day is on this coming Saturday.
It always follows Dingus Day.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's my understanding too. So March for Earth is an Earth Day event held this coming Saturday with at the Park Strip and ending at the museum. Scientists, science enthusiasts, and others will strengthen the scientific community by joining into this. You can get more information about that on Facebook. And if you're looking for something to do today, you know, maybe quite relating to Dingus Day, but I'm sure we can tie it in. The Canoe Paddlers, Kinnick Canoer and Kayakers Club presents the annual...
Say that again.
Kinnick Canoers and Kayakers Club.
All right, good.
It's the KCKC. I bet that would be on the logo, presents the annual Anchorage Paddling Film Festival. It's 9 films showing today at the Beartooth Theater. Information at beartooththeater.net, their website there. There's also something happening at the museum. It's the I Am Inuit and photographer Brian Adams capturing Inuit life, culture, and society through photographs, and short stories for the exhibition. And so you can find out what's the Inuit accompaniment or equivalent of Dingus Day, or maybe not. There may not be a direct relationship.
No, but it's kind of a stretch, but yeah.
Well, you know, you can see these different photographs and see what the traditions are in springtime in these rural communities, and you can say, huh, wow, it might be Dingus Day in Poland, but hey, look, it's the first day that we get ring seals in Manicotic or that sort of thing. So,
the boys hit girls with ring seals.
I don't think that's part of it, no. Right. You might have to study a little bit more on that one. Okay. And for more information about the Anchorage Museum I Am Inuit exhibition, you can check out anchoragemuseum.org.
Okay, and also, just a reminder, the March for Science also is being celebrated in Palmer on Saturday, too. And you can check out March for Science Palmer AK on Facebook to find out more. Thank you very much, Frank. We got music still to come from Kathleen Edwards. New stuff from the Molochs and Crosby, Stills, and Nash are next.
Totem poles are one of the most recognizable cultural items from Northwest coastal tribes. They're carved from massive, old-growth trees and are associated with important ceremonies. On the next Native America Calling, we'll talk with totem pole carvers about their history and cultural significance. We hope you'll join us.
Native America Calling is heard weekday mornings at 9 on KMBA, Alaska's Native Voice. News programming on KMBA sponsored by Siri, the proud owner and operator of Fire Island Wind, powering approximately 6,500 Anchorage homes with affordable, clean, and carbon-free energy. Learn more at fireislandwind.com.